This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2, the host hanging out, playing, and having fun with laughing at little memes and having a good time. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We are here on the 16th of September, 2023. And I'm telling you, the first real, I know there's been off and on some weather, but it's the first time I kind of, this morning, felt the spring coming, I mean, the fall coming through the window. It was kind of
cool. It was beautiful today.
Yeah, it's kind of fall's getting close. It's,
yeah, and you September. Felt like waking up.
I know, and it felt good.
Nice.
It was nice. And last night it was a nice, cool breeze. We are lucky, you know. Look, I'm going to say this, and I always say this. I have friends that say, why do you live in California? Because, you know what, you just, the taxes they complain about, they don't, some of them don't like the politics. And I say this.
It's called the weather.
It's called sun tax. That's what I call it. It's a sun tax. I just love the weather out here, and it's just the. There's beautiful. I love Idaho. I love. We're in the West Coast. I think Idaho's beautiful. Utah's beautiful. There's a lot of states that are gorgeous.
Even Nevada.
I was back in Ohio's. Ohio's beautiful.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, and Tennessee, and some of those states. But it's just so interesting how you're at the beach, you're back in the country, and you're in the mountains, and then you're in the city. It's all, like, right there, you know. For us, everything's so close. But let me tell you this. Woo! The traffic.
Yeah.
Southern California is a disaster when it comes to traffic. You can't. I went, and I'm not going to tell you the city I'm in, but I have a home in another city in Southern California. It's a nice city. And I had to drive to LAX to pick up my daughter, okay? The city, it took me almost 2 hours, and I picked her up at night. It was a Friday night about, I think she arrived at 9:30. I was scared, man. I mean, you didn't know if you're going to get there. Yeah. And here's the difference. And my wife always says this. Well, why don't you just leave more space for the person in front of you? What happens if you leave space in L.A. with someone in front of you? I mean, I'm talking not 20 feet.
They will come in and try to.
They pull right in on you. They pull right in on you. So
yeah.
It's like, give space to the person in front of you. Well, if there's space, someone's taking it. So that means you got to go hit brakes, let brakes not. And it was, I tell you, I was sweating at the end of driving. I said, that is not good. I got to make more money so I can have a driver.
Now you're talking. There you go.
That's actually a great idea.
That's a wonderful idea. And a lot of people in Southern California do have drivers. Okay.
I'll cover a shift for you. Fred.
Okay, you cover a shift. I don't trust you driving. Cal, you're going to boom.
You've never even ridden with me. I happen to be a very good driver.
You're old like me. Come on.
But I'm still a good driver.
855 Law Radio. You can call us. 855 Denise.
529-7234.
Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We're not giving you advice. Look, we've got very interesting things to talk about. Hour two, Pawn Star. Pawn Star. We're going to talk about one of the pawn.
Todd's going, wait a minute, what? You could see his ears perk up.
No, it just
come on, P-A-W-N. Then we're going and then to tie that in, we're gonna talk about a hole in one.
Oh no!
You went there.
No, I'm just saying that is exactly on my list.
Like,
and then a hole in one lawsuit, and then we're going into.
Then you're
Disney.
Gonna go and ask successful and when.
Disney Magic. The fact that Denise went off the rails, she's the one that keeps us on the rails. All right, then we're going to talk about Magic Kingdom. Mickey, what's going on? A lawsuit against Mickey.
That's a good one.
And then Arby's. I know I'm going to say, where's the beef, but it's where's the meat. I don't know. It sounds to me, I know that's Wendy's. I'm going to look that up because we talked about this. Wendy's was where's the beef.
Yes.
But I remember them in Arby's saying, where's the beef or the where's the meat? I don't know.
I don't think they did. I think they just said, we got beef.
Or maybe it's we've got something about that. Yeah. We're going to talk about a lawsuit about the beef.
Mm.
And then we're going to talk about Hugh Jackman splitting up with his wife. That's Denise, our family law attorney over here, is going to talk about it. And then a sad bullying case. We're going to discuss a settlement in Southern California of millions of dollars of a bullying case against a school that allowed it to happen, quite frankly, the way it sounded to me. So that's what we're going to do. But the most important thing we do every single hour is stump the lawyer.
Now it's case time or no to case. Play case or no case.
All right. Get your ready to be stumped hat on. This case carries with it a bonus point for identification, so listen carefully,
please.
Listen carefully, please, as soon as my screen comes. There we go. There was a very influential rock band that has been banned forever from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Super famous, made everybody who touched them a ton of bread, but they offended the sensibilities of the committee who lets musicians into the hall, and when the Hall of Fame was first founded, the band was banned by name by the founders forever. Now, this didn't sit well with Mitzi Bankson, who's the president of the band's fan club. So she asked her fan club members if they wouldn't mind donating a few bucks to see if a lawsuit might force the rock and roll powers that be to change their minds. She went to Cleveland and found a guy who calls himself Cleveland's rock and roll lawyer, Rob Jewell, who said, "You want to know if you have a case or no case? Am I right?" She said to him, "You're right. Do we have a case or no case? We want to know." And by the way, the bonus point comes for the name of the band. Denise, it's your turn. Go.
Of course it is. This would have been a better one for Todd over there because he was in the band.
Denise, maybe to help you out.
It was in the band.
Do we know the year? Is this like the 50s?
No,
60s?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was founded in the 80s, right?
80s. It
was somewhere in the
80s.
73.
Song.
Yeah, so,
80s
yeah.
I'm the missing Beatle.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's in the 80s, a band in
well,
the 80s.
Not 80s, no, it was earlier than that. It was actually the late 60s, early 70s when they were famous. The Rock and Roll Museum banned them after that, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the question is this a case?
Mm-hmm.
So did the lawyer say, yes, you've got a case?
You can go to court.
And I'm going
to
say no, there's no case because a fan doesn't have standing to challenge whether or not the band can be placed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What's that say, Denise? I wrote it down as you're...
Standing.
No standing.
No standing.
Woo!
Oh, we think alike.
We think alike.
So I would say that for her, there's no standing for there to be a case. However, I think this is a scenario. So no case. But it is a scenario.
Mr. Penny, do you agree with Ms. Dirks on every point here?
Every single thing I agree with. I don't think the case ever was brought. Denise, I'm going to go opposite of you. I'm going to say it was a case was... Nah, I'm staying with Denise. There is no standing. There's no standing. There's no case.
Right.
But there is no standing. And I will think about what band it is.
Yeah, that's important. Todd, what do you think about all of this? Case or no case? Can a person come and say, look, you cannot do that to these people that I love?
I agree with my colleagues. This is a scenario. I do have the band name in mind that I'll give you after the break, but this is no case.
Let's do this. Each of you text me your band name idea.
Okay.
That way you can't, you know, say
all right,
agree,
you're
I agree.
Cheating.
Okay, good.
All right. We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk, the answer to case or no case, and the name of the band, B-A-N-N-E-D, band, B-A-N-D, after this. Stay tuned for Radio Law Talk. Can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. RadioLawTalk and RadioLawTalk.com. Advertising
sponsors on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these gutters shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring this kid's home safe.
Call 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ever.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. info@radiolawtalk.com.
Interesting case, or no case.
Commercials have been announced.
Go over it really quick.
All right, so there was a band that was banned, kicked out, kept from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame forever, according to the founders of the Hall of Fame, their founding documents. One person, a member of the fan club, said, I don't accept that. This band was too good. They changed my life. I want them to be in the Hall of Fame. So she decided to scrape some dough together and see if they could file a lawsuit worked against the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Admissions Committee to force them to at least consider this band.
Okay, and so Denise said, and I said scenario, the case was never filed. Todd said a case was filed.
No, I said scenario, no case was filed. We're
no
all...
case was filed. Cal, you could win. You could win, Cal.
Okay, well, first off, I'm going to give the folks listening your band names. This is as important as the answer itself. Fred said Aerosmith. Denise Dirks said Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And Todd Koonin said the Kinks. And the answer to the band is...
Here we come.
The Monkees! Oh, my gosh!
They didn't like the Monkees?
No, because they said they're nothing but a bunch of TV actors. They're not even musicians.
Oh, the Monkees!
So yes, there was an attempt to file a lawsuit.
Well, that was the point. So does that mean that the Partridge Family can't get in there either?
Probably not. Although,
you know, everybody loved Davy Jones.
Yes.
Right? Everybody did. I liked Mickey.
Mickey Dolenz.
I did.
Last one that's still living.
I had a crush on Mickey.
Yeah, and Shirley Jones was a musician in the Partridge Family, so they couldn't ban the whole band there.
What other TV show of the same era did Davy Jones have a cameo in? The Brady Bunch.
Okay, it's trivia. We're on trivia.
Okay,
we're,
all right.
So we all got two.
Yep, we all got two. The Brady Bunch house just recently sold.
Oh, my gosh.
They took the original house that, and by the way.
And HGTV, right?
Yes, yeah. they remodeled it. But this is what, here's a trivia fact. Everything was done in the studio for inside the house. And the backyard, only the outside front of the house was videoed of this original house near Hollywood.
Huh.
And if you look at the house, the front of the house, it's a single story. Yet inside at the studio, it has an upstairs. So when they remodeled the original house from the front, they had to add a back second story in the back part so the front could still look the same. And it just sold, by the way, for a little over $3 million, and they wanted $5.8 for it. I didn't know it was for sale. I might have bought that.
The guy who bought it was in a news story I read yesterday, and he said, so far, worst investment ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Because, you know what? I thought you would be for an Airbnb. You would have people. I would stay there.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
Would you stay there for a weekend?
No.
Just to come down the staircase? No.
I don't know. I just wouldn't.
I would just for the fun of it.
The biggest plot hole in that whole series for me was Mike Brady, the dad, was an architect, right? Who designs a house for six kids of one bathroom, and it's a Jack and Jill, two bedrooms that share it. I mean, good heavens.
Well, you didn't see the master bathroom because back then you didn't look in those bedrooms.
Well, but that's true. But no, one bathroom for the kids. Six kids, one bathroom.
Yeah, no.
Two rooms.
Yeah, no.
All right, the guy who's interviewed said the worst investment.
Yeah.
Call me, buddy. Yeah. Maybe I'll buy it to you for $2 million.
Yeah. So thanks for your answer, you guys.
I'm sorry
you didn't get that. No extra points, but you did great on the case itself.
Well, I'll tell you the most biggest problem with Brady Bunch was.
Well, I kind of think that you should, because we didn't get the right band, I think you need to get 3 points.
No way.
I should get a point because of the band.
Give him a point. Give him 1 point.
All right.
1 point.
Cal's going to, you know, if we do that, though, that's just going to invite Cal to start coming up with bonus points on every one. And the bonus question, like, what did I have for dinner on Wednesday?
I've never done
that. Oh, my gosh, I can't get it. I get a point. Cal gets a point.
By the way, next case or no case, I'm taking you to Florida for the case of the Dashing Diners.
Ooh,
that's
an issue.
Case or no
case. Yeah, Dashing Diner.
It is indeed. Yeah.
All right,
you were going to say something, one of the other big problems about
the Brady Bunch. The biggest, most controversial thing, you know, of all times, the Brady Bunch was Marsha's nose getting hurt.
Marsha.
That's the most famous one.
Ow!
Oh, my nose! And her nose is all swollen, and she has to go to, what, the prom or something?
That's right.
Oh, that's the... Oh, it tells you how old I am. All right, let's talk about Pawn Stars. Let me tell you about Pawn Stars. Did you know, here's Fred Penny trivia, did you know that I have some of the original... When they're on the Pawn Stars, when they, when you show it and they buy something or there's a thing that they buy, I went down there and bought one of the original things that was on the show that was purchased by an individual, and I got the show, you know, a copy of the show, and it shows the thing that they put on the show, and I bought it, and you know what it was? It was a cartoon, the original cartoon sketch in the Chicago Times. One of the, I can't remember what.
Oh, the big panels.
Yeah, the panels. I got the original panel, and they sold it. It was a guy that worked there and had one of the original panels of,
Charles Schultz, or?
Yeah, it was one of, not Schultz, but one of those pretty well-known, and was in the Chicago Sun. Anyway, so I've got that. So there's my Pawn Stars trivia. Okay? So what happens is Mr. DUI over there, that not that you have DUIs, but you represent a lot of people with DUIs.
You're just trying to make me fire.
Excuse me. So Rick Harrison's the dad. The old man is deceased.
Yeah. And Corey Harrison. Corey, right? Yeah, right. We know that. And so Corey Harrison is pulled over. Hey, it's at 2:14 a.m., and they pull him over, and sure enough, you know, the officer, again, innocent until proven guilty. This is just recently. This just happened, like, around the 12th of September, so we'll see what happens. But they observed him with bloodshot eyes, watery, droopy eyes, strong odor of alcohol. And the interesting thing is that he said, hey, I want to give you sobriety tests, and can I draw your blood? And he said, no, I want a lawyer. And at least my understanding is he said, well, we're going to get it anyway. I'm going to do a warrant, and you're going to have to go down to jail temporarily. All right. No, give him the lawyer. So anyway, shut up when the time comes. We're not giving advice.
Just one thing I want to address that when we come back from the break.
Sure. Okay. I want Todd to address it. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. The big broadcast continues momentarily. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a bit.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151. 800-676-0151.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One Stop Tax Relief.
USA News Update. The NYPD is investigating a Bronx daycare after the tragic death of a one-year-old boy. Three other children, including a baby, are hospitalized.
All three children were unresponsive and demonstrating symptoms of opioid exposure. Narcan was administered to all three of these children.
Chief Detective Joe Kenny revealed a drug-related item, a kilo press, was found during the investigation. Despite a surprise inspection on September 9th that reported no violations.
Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, is sharing that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He said they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. Today marks Mexico's Independence Day, commemorating the Cry of Independence on September 16, 1810, a call for freedom from Spanish rule. The cry, culminating in Viva Mexico, was initiated by priest Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Radio Law Talk. This is no fun.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We're talking about a Pawn Star, Todd, and you about a DUI or slash DWI, and about the issue of I was discussing whether or not you get a lawyer or not.
Yeah, and so that's interesting because, look, if the officer asks you if you will do field sobriety tests, you can decline to do that. You can decline to do the field sobriety tests, those. However, the state, if they can prove that you're otherwise intoxicated and have other reasons to arrest you, other probable cause, they could use that refusal as a consciousness of guilt refusal, which is essentially the argument, you knew you were going to biff it and that's why you refused. And so that's an argument that can be raised in a trial. But when it comes to the breath test, no right to a lawyer before stating which test you will take, and that's part of the implied consent in most states, which is when you got your driver's license, you signed on the dotted line that you impliedly consented as a condition of getting a driver's license that you would consent to giving a sample, either blood or breath, if the officer had reasonable suspicion that you were DUI. And so because you have that, the U.S. Supreme Court in McNeely said if somebody refuses to consent to that, then
this is the U.S. Supreme Court?
U.S. Supreme Court McNeely back in, I think, 2013 said, well, then the state can go and get a warrant and then they can take your blood via a blood draw over your objection. They can
yes.
do that. Mm-hmm. And so,
and isn't it true that in California, if you deny the breathalyzer, it could make it now a felony?
No.
Nope? Okay.
No. The only thing that makes a DUI a felony in California, and I think it's pretty true in most states, is if, A, you have three prior DUIs within 10 years, and this is your fourth one, so it's a felony because you have multiple DUIs in your past within a 10-year period, or B, it's it could even be your first time DUI, but you were in an accident where somebody else got hurt.
Right.
That can be a felony.
Got it.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Well, that's a happy thought.
Well,
and the better course, just not to drive while intoxicated.
Well, here's the thing, though. You hear the old saying as lawyers is just shut up, you know, and that's. You know, there's a lawyer that I know. So actually, I'm not gonna say buddy friend, but we know each other well. He's out of L.A. and he has, you know, always say shut the blank up. You know, just shut up.
Yeah.
And is what? Well, why then? If that's the case, you know, if they can take your okay. So breathalyzer, do you sit there and say no, I don't want to take it, or you just shut up and sit there and I want a lawyer? What do you do?
Well, so you do what? Shutting up. The question is whether or not the law enforcement officer is questioning you under conditions that could be deemed interrogation. Asking you which test you want to choose, blood or breath, it's not really an interrogatory question. It has the same validity, same weight as what's your name or you know, what's your driver's license number? It's not really an investigatory question. And so asking someone to choose between those two, if they say no, then they'll just sit them down in a chair and go ahead and get a phlebotomist and do a blood test if you don't say anything.
Will they take them down to the jail? Can they take them to jail?
If they say nothing, they'll take them to jail. They'll leave them there. They'll go get a warrant. They'll come back with the warrant, get the phlebotomist there, show the warrant to the person saying the judge has authorized us to take your blood. They'll take your arm, put it out, and they will draw two vials of blood to send in for testing.
Okay. Have you guys seen that TikTok where the really tall cowboy gets out of his car and the police officer has pulled him over and she says, okay, you're going to do a field sobriety test. And she does, you have to do this kick ball chain, kick step, turn, kick ball chain, you know, and she does these sequences of dance moves. Mm-hmm. And he keeps up with her and he's really pretty darn good.
I think that's
it. And then he says, I think this one's a better one. And he does the high, you know, cowboy kick with the little, you know, dance cowboy. And then she says, oh, my gosh, sir, that's really good. Are you a dancer? And he goes, no, I'm just drunk.
I love that. Or not just that, not just I'm drunk. It's like you can't do it, officer. I'm going to arrest you.
she asked him to recite the alphabet backwards, and he did it. And she goes, what? That, I think that's actually a clip from Reno 911.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. It was the funniest thing. I laughed so hard because I could just see that
happening. Oh, playing golf. I play in a lot of golf tournaments. I used to play in a lot of golf tournaments. I don't much anymore. But always when there's a golf tournament, and it's for charity usually, they have these hole-in-one thing. You can win this if it's a hole-in-one or that. And it's a car. People think, wow, this dealer put this car up. No, what it is it's an insurance policy is what it is. People don't realize, and the insurance companies charge you, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 the tournament to okay, someone hits a hole in one. But there's all these rules and regulations. Not only that, there has to be someone there watching, and there has to be people attesting to it to win the hole in one car. But when you come into this tournament, they require certain rules and regulations when you're playing. And these rules and regulation, and generally speaking, a standard one is when they have a hole-in-one contest or they have these certain contests, you have to sign something that says you are not a pro, or you, I don't read it. Nobody reads it. They just sign it, right? Oh, okay, no problem. Here, sign this. And or the argument is, or I've never been a pro golfer before. So what happens is this wonderful charity. There's a lady by the name of Linda Chen. I looked Linda Chen up. She in the early 1990s got a golf scholarship at the University of Texas. She went on the mini tours, like the pro tours, the mini ones and the Asian tour, and she really didn't do that well. So she never really did well. Apparently she admits to 2 years or 3 years being a pro, and then after that became amateur and was on amateur status, right? So she's at this tournament, and the hole in one, you win a Mercedes Benz, like just under $100,000 Mercedes Benz. Guess what she gets? Hole in one. She walks up and says, "What? Great!" You know, and there's a person there. Give me my Mercedes Benz. And the guy says, "Well, wait, let me look into stuff." And apparently, there's some other pro golfers that were actually at this tournament too. and understood it. But the argument is they said, no, you're a pro or you are a former pro, therefore you are not allowed to win prizes, and even as a former pro. So she brings the lawsuit. The lawsuit has started. What's interesting about the lawsuit is the big argument is going to be, number one, is it if you were a pro or are currently a pro, that's going to be the issue. And I haven't seen the contract. I read it. But the tournament people state that it says either a pro or been a pro. And that's their argument. And
the whole thing is she has to disclose her past. And she didn't do any disclosures.
Right.
And that's probably the biggest problem.
Well, her argument was, well, I'm not a pro. I'm an amateur right now, even though she was a pro in the past. So that's her argument. And by the way, this is in Florida. Have you heard of Nova Southern University in Orlando, Florida, that this was a charity tournament? But so anyway, this lawsuit has started, and we're going to follow this and find out exactly what's going to happen. But it's interesting to determine who the court feels is eligible. Is it mean a current pro or a prior pro?
Well, Fred, we did a football kicking contest in high school up in our little tiny community to raise money for the school. It was called Cash for Kickers. And on the form, it said you cannot have been a college kicker or a pro kicker. And it didn't say you can't now. It said you cannot have been. This is from an insurance company in Las Vegas that sells these policies.
Right.
So I guess that's the real question.
Yeah,
what's the language?
And I'll tell you right now, the insurance company made sure, without betting on it, but I bet that you look at it and it probably says prior. So anyway, we got a minute to go. We're going to come back and we're going to, is that right? We've about a minute left?
About a minute and 10 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. We've got about a minute left to go, but we're going to come back and talk about Disney's this pass. There's a couple passes. It's called a Dream Key Pass. If you had one, you're going to get some money. We're going to tell you how much. Now, it's not called the Dream Key Pass. It's called the Inspire Key Pass. So we're going to talk about the difference, and I'm going to tell you where hell does reside. If you ever do bad things, resides for eternity. You will stand in lines in Disneyland. Devil, what did I do wrong? You're in hell. Okay, what did I do? What is that? We're in Disneyland lines for eternity.
That's all you need to know.
We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. The show will continue in just a little bit. You'll learn the Fred Penny version of Hades and the Dark Side and other such things as we continue to roll.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to. Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
So originally, in a number of years ago, Disney offered these Dream Key passes, and there's different levels, but the Dream Key was the top level, right? And the top level is there's no blackout days, and you pretty much get to go whenever you want. It's a very expensive pass. And many people are finding out there are actually days they couldn't go. And because of, there's restrictions here, they had some restrictions. So a class action lawsuit was brought, and Disney agreed to pay $9.5 million. And you think, wow, that's a lot of money, but actually it's not.
It covered the admission for 100 people.
It did not cover them.
One person.
So what it's going to be is what, Denise, how much does each person get that had this pass?
$67.41. Yep.
And that's what they get for having one of these passes for the $9.5 million. Disney's happy with the settlement. But now they have what's called an Inspire key, not a Dream key you can get. And the new rules say most days, not all days. So it's going to come down to they don't guarantee that all days of the year that you're going to be able to get in with that pass. So there you go. Read the fine print next time. And it says most days now that you're getting a Inspire key. And it doesn't matter to me because I will not be showing up there. It's pretty sad for me because you know why? It's sad because the grandkids all want to go to Disneyland, and my wife goes with them, and I stay home. I will stay home and hold the fort down and run the businesses and feed the cows and do whatever, because you know what? I've realized in my life there's a certain few things in life you got to know, and when you are the person that's the miserable person to show up, that is you learn don't go. So I stay away because I don't want to make it not fun for the family. Because I tell you what did it. Ready? This is my confession. You guys are Radio Law Talk nationally, nationwide. You're hearing my confession. I'm telling you what did it. The final straw was we were dead tired in lines at California theme park, and I was just so tired of being in lines, and I complained, and I didn't want to be there, and it's time to go. And you guys know who I am. Believe it or not, I'm in the public a lot, and I want my alone time. And when I sat on that tram to get, and there was, and I'm a big guy, a bunch of big dudes just like me, and we're all slammed together, and that one guy didn't have his deodorant on all day, and he had been in that hot Disneyland all day. I said, this is what hell is going to be like. I better be good. So, anyway, that's my Disney story.
Well, I could just see him. I could just see him not enjoying, you know, It's a Small World, him going, oh, my God, I can't hear this song again. I could just see him everything.
I like that one. You know why? Because I could sit in the boat and go to sleep.
And it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. No, I'm not a fan. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan. And I'm glad people love Disney. But
I like Pirates of the Caribbean, and I like the ghost mansion, the haunted mansion.
Oh, I like
favorites.
All that stuff if nobody's there and I don't have to wait in line. All right, let's move on. In New York, this is the one. Okay, now this is what we talked about during the break. I was confused, and Where's the Beef started with
Arby's.
Wendy's
is really starting to second guess this podcast. Arby's. We have the meat.
Okay, that's the one that they have. And I thought it was Wendy's that said, where's the beef? It's that little old lady on their commercials. But where's the beef, right? Where's the meat, right? Where's the
meat?
We have the meat.
There we go, Arby's. Yeah. There we go. Arby's is being sued in New York federal court, claiming that they have false and misleading advertisements. And look at our Facebook page of Radio Law Talk, and I printed out and showed you the pictures that they're showing what the Smokehouse Brisket Sandwich, by the way, I've not tried, and now I want to try it, and I'm going to try it. But by the way, I like Arby's. I like Arby's. And apparently they're saying what is actually shown on the picture and what they actually give you are two different things. And the argument is that the picture, I was like, well, duh. What they do is it's really this, they're not arguing it's the same amount of beef. They're saying they, on the picture, it's the same amount of beef that they actually put in. But they're saying they slide the beef toward the front of the picture so the back of the sandwich has nothing in it and all the beef's up front and they take that picture, which makes it look like it's really tall and really full of beef. When you get it, it's like, wait a minute, the picture doesn't look the same.
Look, I'm just telling you right now.
Does that sound like your marriage?
If the plaintiff wins on this one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then the makers of every push-up bra are in huge trouble. Okay.
What? And I was thinking, you know, it has to be a man that came up with this advertisement. You know why?
Why?
Because the size of the fish, guys, they always exaggerate.
No,
hey, now wait a minute. Hey.
Where's the meat?
Right. No, look. They just put out an entire class of Hollywood people out of work. The food dressers.
That's true.
Because, I mean, these guys, the things they can do with a fake sandwich and make it look so alluring. I mean, what about pizza commercials? Do you really think the pizza you get looks like that? Really?
Okay, yeah. And here's the thing. Here's the other argument. Ready? Here's the other argument. And just so you know, I'm... Look, boo-hoo-hoo, I'm a plaintiff's lawyer, and I don't like this lawsuit, and I'm a plaintiff's lawyer. So here's the other interesting argument that they're making. The meat is much duller variety than the meat in the picture. What does that mean, the duller meat? What does that mean?
Flavorful?
I don't know.
I think it means that in the picture they're using a really good quality of almost rare roast beef, whereas in the sandwiches they're not that rare, beautiful, pinkish look to them.
Well, what if I don't like rare beef and I like it less pinkish?
Then you'll like Arby's.
Well, they spray food dye on it, first off, and secondly, they spray glycerin on it to give it a sheen.
Well, what's
so
wrong
sure
with that?
Nothing. I mean, it's
you can't eat it afterwards. That's what's wrong.
And here's the interesting thing. In the complaint, they have side-by-side pictures comparing the advertised Arby's sandwich and that items received actually by customers. And so, what's the flavor like? I don't know. But you tell me one restaurant that if you look at their advertisements and you go there and buy it, it's not the same.
Taco Bell.
Okay. Does it look exactly the same?
No,
I don't
know. They used to say Taco Bell tastes as good as it looks. Then they stopped doing
that. But here's my point is, you can't control a 16-year-old teenager putting the meat on.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Right? It's all messed up and all, and the fries are, you know, Todd and I know fries. And by the way, Todd, give them give everybody. Todd's going to help you out, McDonald's people.
Telling you right now. Now, we don't give legal advice. This is not legal advice.
Right.
This is restaurant advice. All right. If you want fresh fries,
get ready, Cal.
Fresh fries.
Roll something.
Order them without salt. I want fries, no salt, please.
They salt them when they come out.
Yes, automatically.
That's right. They salt them when they come out. Yeah. So if you want fries, no salt, they have to make a fresh batch, pull yours out before they salt them, and then salt the rest of them. And you will always get fresh, just cooked fries.
Good and point. Then ask them for a side of salt, please.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I did that. I listened to Todd, and they came out crispy and piping hot. They're so hot you couldn't even eat them. And because you know what's happening is, like Todd said, there's a big pile of them, and they're just giving them out, and they're sitting there. But, man, and they actually, but here's the negative. Ready? Yes, sir. You got a small fry. Pull off to the side. We'll be out in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I had to pull off to the side. They came out later and brought me my fries, but they were hot.
We have to stop talking about food.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. Arby's, we're going to follow this, by the way. We're going to follow this and see. But they're bringing this. Here's ready for this one. I'm just dying on this one. Their argument is, that is the plaintiffs, that Arby's actions are especially concerning now that there's inflation because lower income customers are struggling financially. And I said, you know what I said to me? I wrote this down. I said, so are the restaurants and so are the people who have businesses who have to pay the higher prices. Because guess what? They can't raise their price as much, and they're still paying twice as much for beef, for fries, for chicken, labor, everything. So there you go. All right, I boo-hoo-hoo.
And they can also argue that they're helping to curb the obesity epidemic by giving smaller portion sizes.
Good one.
Todd's the winner. That's the winner. We'll be back after this. See you next hour.
6 minutes after the hour, Radio Law Talk returns, whether on your great local radio station, and if not there, you can always log on to RadioLawTalk.com. No sign-ups necessary. Just click Listen Live, and there we are, playing the show for you free. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.